thelawofgod.org. Appendix 5C, Applying Sabbath Principles in Daily Life. Moving from principles to practice. In the previous article, we explored the foundations of Sabbath observance, its holiness, its rest, and its timing. Now we turn to applying those principles in real life. For many believers, the challenge is not agreeing with the Sabbath commandment, but knowing how to live it out in a modern household, workplace, and culture. This article begins that journey by highlighting two core habits that make Sabbath keeping possible: preparing ahead of time and learning to pause before acting. Together, these habits form the bridge between biblical principles and daily practice. The preparation day. One of the best ways to experience the Sabbath as a delight rather than a burden is to prepare in advance. In Scripture, the sixth day is referred to as the preparation day, Luke 23:54, because God's people were instructed to gather and prepare twice as much so that everything would be ready for the Sabbath, Exodus 16:22-23. In Hebrew, this day is known as Yom HaHachana, the day of preparation. The same principle still applies today. By preparing beforehand, you free yourself and your household from unnecessary work once the Sabbath begins. Practical ways to prepare. Its preparation can be simple and flexible, adapted to your household's rhythm. For example, clean the house, or at least key rooms, before sunset so no one feels pressured to do chores during the sacred hours. Finish laundry, pay bills, or handle errands ahead of time. Plan meals so you are not scrambling to cook on the Sabbath. Set aside a container to hold dirty dishes until after the Sabbath, or if you have a dishwasher. Make sure it is empty so dishes can be loaded but not run. Some families even choose to use disposable dishes on the Sabbath to minimize clutter in the kitchen. The goal is to enter the Sabbath hours with as little unfinished business as possible, creating an atmosphere of peace and rest for everyone in the home. The rule of necessity. A second practical habit for Sabbath living is what we will call the rule of necessity. Whenever you are uncertain about an activity, especially something outside your normal Sabbath routine, ask yourself, is it necessary that I do this today, or can it wait until after the Sabbath? Most of the time, you will realize the task can wait. This one question helps slow down your week, encourages preparation before sundown, and preserves the sacred hours for rest, holiness, and drawing closer to God. At the same time, it is important to remember that some things truly cannot wait: acts of mercy, emergencies, and urgent needs of family members. By using this rule thoughtfully, you honor the command to cease from labor without turning the Sabbath into a burden. Applying the rule of necessity. The rule of necessity is simple but powerful because it works in almost any situation. Imagine you receive a letter or package on the Sabbath. In most cases, you can leave it unopened until after the sacred hours. Or you notice an object that rolled under the furniture. Unless it is a hazard, it can wait. A dirty spot on the floor, mopping can usually wait too. Even phone calls and text messages can be evaluated with the same question: is this necessary today? Non-urgent conversations, appointments, or errands can be postponed to another time, freeing your mind from weekday concerns and helping you stay focused on God. This approach does not mean ignoring genuine needs. If something threatens health, safety, or the well-being of your household, like cleaning up a dangerous spill, caring for a sick child, or responding to an emergency, then it is appropriate to act. But by training yourself to pause and ask the question, you begin to separate what is truly essential from what is merely habitual. Over time, the rule of necessity turns the Sabbath from a list of do's and don'ts into a rhythm of thoughtful choices that create an atmosphere of rest and holiness. Living the Sabbath in a mixed household. For many believers, one of the greatest challenges is not understanding the Sabbath, but keeping it in a home where others do not. Most of our readers, who are not from Sabbath-keeping backgrounds, are often the only person in their family trying to observe the Sabbath. In such situations, it's easy to feel tension, guilt, or frustration when a spouse, parent, or other adults in the house do not share the same convictions. The first principle is to lead by example rather than force. The Sabbath is a gift and a sign, not a weapon. Trying to compel an unwilling spouse or adult child to observe the Sabbath can breed resentment and undermine your witness. Instead, model its joy and peace. When your family sees you calmer, happier, and more focused during the Sabbath hours, they are more likely to respect your practice and perhaps even join you over time. The second principle is consideration. Where possible, adjust your preparation so that your Sabbath keeping does not place extra burdens on others in your home. For example, plan meals so your spouse or other family members are not pressured to change their eating habits because of the Sabbath. Explain kindly but clearly which activities you are personally refraining from, while also being willing to accommodate some of their needs. This willingness to adjust to family habits is especially helpful in avoiding conflict at the beginning of your Sabbath-keeping journey. At the same time, be careful not to become too flexible or accommodating. While it is important to maintain peace in the home, excessive compromise can slowly distance you from keeping the Sabbath properly and create household patterns that are difficult to change later. Strive for a balance between honoring God's commandment and showing patience with your family. Finally, you may not be able to control the noise level, activities, or schedule of others in your household, but you can still sanctify your own time, turning off your phone, setting aside your work, and keeping your attitude gentle and patient. Over time, the rhythm of your life will speak louder than any argument, showing that the Sabbath is not a restriction, but a delight. This series and many other studies on the Law of God can be found on the site thelawofgod.org.